Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw an interesting thing on your blog here recently, and really you were kind of writing more about the fact that the position of Postmaster General used to be much more prominent.
Oh, yes, yes.
In fact, you said that the Postmaster General used to be the best-known cabinet member.
Yes, because if you lived in rural Hunt County, if you lived in early, early Greenville, you had no connections. You had no reason to know who the Secretary of State or the Secretary of Treasurer was, but you wanted to know why you didn't get your mail.
And this was a rural country, really,
yes,
predominantly until after World War II.
Right. So you know, and early on, the mail was delivered from Clarksville, and it took a week to go to Dallas and a week to come back, and one of the stops was at Greenville.
Mm.
But there was no post office. The post office was in some store. There was a box at the back, and you went back and went through all the mail to see if you had any.
Well, we're gonna talk about that now. Now, you mentioned Albert Sidney Burleson from Texas.
Yes.
Was the postmaster under Woodrow Wilson.
Yes.
And there were several Texans in his cabinet, but
yes,
Albert Sidney Burleson was the postmaster, and he was the postmaster that was in command when the old post office in Greenville was built, which is still
right,
standing there,
right,
on Lee Street, and now it's called the Landmark on Lee, but it was built in 1910.
Yes, and at that time, it really should have been called the Federal Building.
And it was called that later, wasn't it?
No, I don't think in Greenville it ever was.
In some other towns.
But in Paris, they have the sign, it's etched in stone,
uh-huh,
the Federal Building,
uh-huh,
because in the building there you could they had, if you wanted to join the army,
yeah,
that was where you went.
That's where Audie Murphy enlisted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you wanted to help with your income tax,
mm-hmm,
which started in 1913,
mm-hmm,
you went to the Federal Building to get some assistance, free assistance, I may say.
And this was true in the Greenville Post Office building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They just didn't use the word federal.
Right. And that was kind of the center of activity other than the courthouse.
Yes.
In
and at the post office, when you went in to get your mail out of your mailbox, you got to visit with everybody else, and you knew what time so-and-so was going to be at the post
office. That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
I still get my mail at the post office.
Do you?
And I know when I'm going to see certain people.
I went in there, that building, many times with my dad over the years. We're talking with Carol Taylor, who's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. At the moment, we're talking about the old post office building in Greenville, and it still stands there on Lee Street, and it's called the Landmark on Lee, and the Rotary Club, I think.
Yes.
Owns it now? Is that,
yes,
is that right? They own it, and there's all kinds of events that are,
right,
taking place in that building.
But Commerce has a beautiful one, and it almost didn't get built because they had planned, in 1916, they had finally agreed to build this, and they were getting ready. And in 1917, mm-hmm, with the war going on, the railroads were nationalized, and so it took longer to build this one, but it's a gorgeous one.
And that is now the Commerce Public Library,
yes,
and it will celebrate its 100th anniversary,
yes,
this summer.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, yeah. So the building in Greenville, what was the old post office building, cost $60,000to build, but that would be $1.5 million today. That's not costly in today's dollars.
They had a team of three architects to design all of these post offices all over the country. So that took away with, you know, you didn't have that expense.
Mm.
And I'm sure they just stockpiled their stuff.
One thing that was interesting in your blog is the post office in Greenville opened on April 14th, 1910. The music provided by an African-American string band.
I have no idea what that...
And
I was hoping that I would get some feedback on it, and I haven't heard.
A string band would be somewhat like a bluegrass band, fiddle, guitar, banjo.
Yeah,
strings, stringed instruments, but, mm-hmm, would have been a predecessor of bluegrass music, folk music kind of like that.
And this was unusual because Greenville did not have a reputation.
Well, right.
As being a liberal town.
But, you know, it goes to show that you can't paint with too broad of a brush.
But right.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you for asking.
Carol Taylor, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.